lot of kids lost a step or two, to say the least, during the pandemic because they got behind in school. I mean, you know, when you've got young kids certainly trying to learn virtually, this is not easy. I mean, this is a giant challenge. It's very difficult, to say the least. My next guest joining me because they are very concerned, as are many people, that Governor Whitmer cut $155 million in education funding for reading from K through 5 for kids that are struggling. But to Shone from the Great Lakes Education Project here. Beth, good to have you back.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning to you.
$155 million, excuse me, away from kids who really can't afford to not catch up. What do you make of it?
I mean, this is the worst kind of politics being played by Governor Whitmer. I mean, the idea that she would slash this funding that was overwhelmingly supported by bipartisan legislators for students who need it the most. Again, you said $155 million. This was, would have provided scholarships to students in grades kindergarten through five who are reading below grade level, who, whether before the pandemic or certainly during the pandemic, were already struggling and needed those resources and that time on task and that assistance to be good readers before it gets harder and harder and harder and almost impossible as they move through those grades. She took that away from them.
And this money, tell me what this money was and how it got cut, because obviously there's a lot of money flying around. There's a lot of money from the federal government, from the state government. And education has been, even while schools were closed, has been very well funded. What's going on?
There is more money in public education today than there ever has been. You're right. Federal dollars, state dollars. No one can be claiming poverty in education these days. This was one section, a new program, again, that would have added $155 million in state dollars to the school aid budget. It's a program that would have been run through Grand Valley State University to offer struggling readers a scholarship. So each student in grades K through 5 that was behind grade level in reading would have been eligible for up to $1,000 to be used on eligible services. So these would be things like reading coaches, tutors, right? Maybe there's a retired teacher in their community or neighborhood who would serve as a tutor. And those dollars could be used to help that child regain the losses that they had in literacy.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Beth, this was a bipartisan bill, had bipartisan support. Democrats supported it. Republicans supported it. Because let's be honest, in more vulnerable school districts, the damage from the shutdowns of the pandemic are more pronounced than in places where you have more resources to begin with. Or I mean, that would stand to reason, would it not?
Absolutely. This was nearly unanimously passed in both chambers, extremely bipartisan support. And you're spot on with that last fact, Steve. Our minority children, children in poverty across this state that are in struggling schools to begin with, likely were not in a situation where they had family at home who could help support them during pandemic learning. Those parents are probably those frontline workers, those that had to be at work to put food on the table. So the idea would be to supplement and, again, try to recoup some of that lost learning. Because the key component here is third grade is that marker where we stop learning to read and we start reading to learn. And if we don't have a strong foundation for these students when they leave third grade, they are going to struggle for the rest of their life.
Third grade, either we get it done or we don't. So what do you do from here? I mean, how do you put it back through? Is there a chance that a bill gets introduced to push this back through? How do you override the line item veto?
Well, you know, there are several options. I'm not certain if the legislature would entertain a veto override of this section. That is their legal ability to do so if they'd like. And I think it garnered, again, enough support that whether the bill sponsor, Senator Tice, or someone else would want to look at providing this opportunity again, when the legislature comes back in the fall in a new form. You know, the most important thing they can keep doing, though, is pushing the needle to ensure that dollars can go directly to families, whether it's through reading scholarships or just broad accounts, things like education savings accounts or other things, opportunities to ensure that families become in control of this money so that they are making the decisions for their children, not the system.
Yeah, isn't that the hope, though, for some? And others hope that the system always dictates. Schools of choice have always been the preferred method for conservatives, obviously, to choose the best educational path for their children, especially in struggling districts, which we've talked about. So, Beth Deshone, Great Lakes Education Project, I guess my question then is just this. Where do we go from here? How do we help these kids? Because we know the damage done to the educational progress of millions of kids across the country, and certainly those here in Michigan, has been stifled. And how do you jumpstart and move it forward? What do you do?
So I would say two things, Steve. The first and foremost for any of your listeners, any parent out there, anybody who cares about these children, is use your voice. Speak up to your local school board. That is where these decisions were made. That's where they will continue to be made. So critical mass, you know, join forces with other parents who are angry and frustrated and let your voice be heard to make change in your local community. And then two is continue to keep pressure or show support for these policies with your state legislators. And don't just stop with your own. Make sure you look through the list and folks be engaged in who's voting for things and who's not. An issue like this that had nearly unanimous support, you know, you can call just about any legislator and make sure that they understand that parents are supportive of this, that citizens want control of education, and they don't want the unions and the bureaucrats to be running things for our children, as we've seen what happened these last 15 months.
Beth, thank you so much for being here. It's the Great Lakes Education Project. Great Lakes Education Project. Literacy, just so important. I cannot overstate how important literacy is for success. And it's hard to believe that literacy is still a challenge in 2021, but it is. And we need to make sure that we keep kids literate and catch them up if they're behind. Beth Deshone, greatly appreciate the work you do out there.
Thank you so much, Steve. Take care.
All right, quick break coming up. You know, she's doing important work. By the way, as we come through the pandemic, the Michigan Chamber is there. If you're a business owner, I believe that the Michigan Chamber is an asset to you. Do not overlook it. MIChamber.com, MIChamber.com for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. There is strength in numbers and strength in experience. The Michigan Chamber, don't confuse them with any other chamber. It is the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I've been a member of all of my companies for years, continue to be, and will continue to be. All right. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. And don't forget to read Liberty Page. You owe it to yourself every day. Liberty Page. Every day. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.